Shalom, this is Billy Brillman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. We're coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, near Branson, Missouri. We are reading the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, and we are studying right now about a great system called the Beast System, which is sometimes called the Babylonian System. And the Apostle John saw it rise up out of humanity. He described it. We've talked about the descriptions, and you'll have to go back to yesterday or the day before. And we do see that the system, it received a death blow, and then it resurrected. And that death blow and its resurrection was the fall of the Roman Empire, and then the rise of it in the last days. And then we see, we'll read that verse again. Revelation 13:3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So that is the, not a person, not the Antichrist that gets killed and resurrected, but the system off which he operates. Verse 4, and they worshiped the beast, which gave authority, they worshiped the dragon, that is Satan, which gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? They'll think wars are over. Verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and authority was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name. Oh, the name of God. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Who was, who is to come. And the Antichrist, knowing the power in that name, which is above every name, blasphemes it. And he blasphemes his tabernacle. That could mean the temple that the Jews may have rebuilt at that time, and them that dwell in heaven. The Antichrist on the earth knows that the church is in heaven, and blasphemes even us, along with others who are there. Verse 7, and it was given unto him to make wars with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All right, now who is he making war with? The saints. It's not the church. The church is in heaven. He's blasphemed us in verse 6. But the saints means the set apart ones. The ones set apart to him on the earth are the remnant of the Jews. Daniel's prophecies are all about the Jews. And we're going to find exactly that same statement in Daniel chapter 7, where it talks about the fourth beast, verse 19. Daniel was so overcome by the horror of the fourth beast that he asked the angel, that he wanted to know, verse 19 of chapter 7, he wanted to know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns that were in his head. And then there came up one, the little horn. Look at the middle of verse 20, Daniel 7. That horn had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. We see this little horn in Daniel. We see this little horn in John. Book of Revelation. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall everything be established. So Daniel told us about this little horn. John the Revelator told us about this little horn. Jesus told us about the Antichrist. Paul told us about the Antichrist. So we have many witnesses, and we put together their witnesses to get a picture. I beheld, verse 21, Daniel 7, verse 21, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. The saints that Daniel was concerned with was Israel. So the saints that the Antichrist makes war with is Israel, the Jewish remnant. He makes war with the saints and he prevails against them to a certain extent until, Daniel says, the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Bless the Lord. Now, going on in the book of Daniel, it says, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, different from all kingdoms. It shall devour the whole earth and tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. John the Revelator said he'll blaspheme against God. He'll speak great words against the Most High, and he'll wear out the saints of the Most High. That's the Jewish remnant. And he will think to change times and laws. And the law, really. It's singular there, meaning the law of God. He will think to change times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time, and the division of times. That's 3.5 years, 1260 days, 42 months. Everywhere we read about this, it's the last 3.5 years of the book of Revelation. And like I told you before, I used to not want to teach about the Antichrist, but the Lord said to me, every single place it mentions him, it mentions that he gets it. And right here he does. It mentions it right here in Daniel, chapter 7, verse 26. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume it and to destroy it unto the end. That whole Babylonian system will be destroyed. Merchandise. Everything, religion. Everything about it that's false and man's ideas to meet his own needs without God is coming to an end. And Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Now that's under the heavens. The Jews are going to have, they're going to rule out of Jerusalem under the heavens. You're going to find, if you know the Greek, and we pointed out when we teach on it, it says that we'll be the overrulers. We'll be a kingdom of priests who rule over the earth. I believe that, like Macmillan in his book, Authority of the Believer, you might want to get that and read it, we'll be taking the place of Satan and the prince of the powers of the air. He is the prince of the powers of the air, and that he has all these powers there. We'll be the overrulers, but on the earth there will be the Jews restored with them, and they'll have a kingdom. Bless the Lord. Now, back to the book of Revelation. And we're going to read to you now from the thoughts of Brother Hilton Sutton, Dr. Hilton Sutton. Speaking of the Antichrist, he says, using his ability to combine the governments, commerce, military, and religion of the 10 nations, he says, but as I said to you, they could be regions, whatever, there will be 10. He affects the resurrection of the beast system. He is so successful in establishing his system that the nations with which he is associated make him their head. We have seen that at mid-tribulation, he begins his attempt to conquer the world. Breaking his agreement with Israel. Remember Daniel chapter 9 tells us that he's going to make a 7-year covenant with Israel. Breaking his agreement with Israel, he begins pursuing the office of world president or dictator. The Bible tells us that in the middle of that 7 week of years, in the middle after 3.5 years, he takes off his mask. And he reveals who he really is. He sets himself up in the temple that's been rebuilt, and he announces to the world that he's God. Doesn't say the world believes him, but he announces it. But in the beginning, he begins pursuing the office of world president or dictator. And Jesus is the only one, of course, that can ever hold that. Reading verse 6 again. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. The Antichrist, Hilton Sutton writes, blasphemes the many people who have escaped him and his system, but to no avail. They are in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, it is written in verse 7, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, the Antichrist, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now this is Revelation chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Hilton Sutton writes, please do not take the phrase all who dwell on the earth as literal and all-inclusive. Doing so would include the 144,000 Jewish evangelists, the remnant of Israel, the Arabs who resist the Antichrist. We know that from Isaiah 19 and other places. And many Gentiles, Zechariah 8:23, will also not worship the Antichrist. The statement, if anyone has an ear, let him hear, clearly reveals that God is attempting to gain the attention of all people during this time. God is saying, if you listen to me and obey me, you won't be caught in this satanic system. He further emphasizes that destruction awaits those people who foolishly become part of the Antichrist system. Therefore, he calls on the saints. Now, saints means set apart. It means sanctified. And there are people on the earth who are set apart unto God. The 144,000 have a seal in their heads. The Jewish remnant is watched over by God and set apart. There are also some of the Gentiles who will end up being sheep nations. So to all of those, God calls them his saints. That means his set apart ones. That means they are saved from the Antichrist's grasp. And they are to remain patient. At that time, he's telling them, remain patient and continue in the faith. Bless the Lord. You know, we just remark at God's mercy, and he never takes it away at any time, not even during those 7 years. And the last of those 7 years, he's still calling upon people to repent and follow him. Now we want to remind you again to go vote on November 6th, Tuesday. And we want to remind you, we don't tell you who to vote for. You can rely on the Holy Ghost for that. But we do believe you should vote the Bible. And I believe that the most important issue for any nation is Israel. Vote Israel. Shalom.